It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's a favorite time of year for one Sauk City artist and educator because her annual Spooky Lake Month series is underway on TikTok and Instagram. Here's how each video starts.
Yes, hello. It's Spooky Lake Month where we're doing 31 days of haunted hydrology.
That is Geo Rutherford. And for each day in October, she shares the history and science behind spooky lakes and other haunted hydrology for more than 2 million followers.
The series started in October 2020, and each season since, the videos have highlighted things like spooky spillways, submarines, abandoned quarries, and her fans know that every Spooky Lake Month ends with a video about bone-chilling Lake Superior.
Geo Rutherford joins us now. She's also the author and illustrator of the book Spooky Lakes, 25 Strange and Mysterious Lakes That Dot Our Planet, and a new companion coloring book. Geo, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. Thanks for having me.
What is the origin story for the Spooky Lake Month? Where did it come from?
Oh, it was kind of an accident or just a morning where I woke up and realized there's a lot of weird lakes in the world. And it was October 1st and I just went ahead and started talking about it online and it was popular. And so I kept doing it. And now this is the sixth season of Spooky Lakes. I think I've done, like, at the end of this season, it'll be 166 videos about spooky, wet, morbid things of the world.
Yeah, we were doing the math earlier as well. I was like, okay, 2020, so 31 times 6.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot. And that's so exciting. You know, as an artist and educator, what sparked your interest in limnology?
I did my master's in fine arts about the Great Lakes. I was at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and I'd never lived within like 6 or 7 blocks of a lake, a Great Lake. And so I walked to the beach every day with my dog and we started to collect a lot of trash and junk from the shoreline. And that kind of ended up, you know, steamrolling into my master's thesis. And I wrote like a 75-page paper about the Great Lakes and their environmental issues and pollution and erosion and all sorts of stuff, invasive species. And that is how I started my TikTok, was talking about that work that I was doing. And that ended up, you know, somersaulting into lakes of the world and then just like anything wet and weird of the world.
I wonder if your fascination with weird limnology makes you a better painter of the watery world out there.
I actually feel like painting water is really hard. And I didn't paint water in my master's thesis. I was doing a lot of book arts and printmaking. So when I started painting and I wrote and illustrated Spooky Lakes, and I had a big learning curve for how to paint the weird, wet, morbid things of the world. And it's challenging. It's hard. And so, yeah, it's been kind of an interesting journey as an artist and as kind of a collector of strange stories.
I just find that your paintings, they really pop. They're so rich with color. And you've really, I guess, embraced gouache paints. Why is that?
Yeah. I had done a little bit of work with acrylic and oil, but I had actually never done gouache before painting Spooky Lakes, except for just a little bit of experimentation. And so actually, as I was painting that book, I vividly remember exactly what painting I was on when I had this epiphany where I was like, oh, I get it now. Like, I understand gouache. Like, me and gouache now are comrades. Like, I understand how to use this material. And so I'm happy that you enjoyed it. I did feel a little bit like I was a newbie to the material, which is a bit of a risky thing to do when you're illustrating a book. But it was really fun. And I love using that medium specifically.
Haunted hydrology, it really calls to mind the idea of ghosts or supernatural Halloween spirits, but you really focus on the hard science. What makes a lake spooky or weird by your definition?
Yeah, for sure. I think that title was just a coincidence. It just sounds great. Spooky Lakes just sounds like so fun. And my audience quickly picked up that I don't actually talk about ghosts or ghouls or conspiracy theories or true crime. Even I don't do any of that. I do nonfiction. I'm interested in environmental disasters. I'm interested in science. I'm interested in history and like just historical disasters as well. And so it's about like the fear that we universally have of like the unknown, like the things that we truly cannot understand. So I think every lake has that. That's what makes to me like make lakes special, is that every lake has a secret and you just don't know what that secret is, whether it's something that, you know, a disaster that happened and it's still at the bottom, like Lake Superior, where it has, you know, almost 400 shipwrecks at the bottom, or if it's something like Lake Natron, where it mummifies anything that falls into it because of the natron salts. Mm-hmm. So all of those things, I think, can kind of add up to why lakes have the potential to be spooky.
You just mentioned Lake Superior. You always end Spooky Lake Month with a video about Lake Superior. It's your spooky baby, as you say, lake baby. What makes it such a treasure trove of haunting stories?
I just think that Lake Superior has, it's kind of, it's the it girl for disasters, I feel like. Mm-hmm. All of the Great Lakes have a lot of shipwrecks, a lot of disasters that have happened on them. You know, we've been traveling and using the Great Lakes as a water highway in North America for generations. And so as a result, because of that, you end up with bad things that happen during storms and during, you know, November gales. And I think Lake Superior kind of embodies that spooky aspect the most, because there's not as many people necessarily living around Lake Superior the same way that they are around Lake Erie and Lake Ontario and Lake Michigan. So there's a bit of a mysterious aura to it. Mm-hmm. I think the Eben Fitzgerald definitely helps. Mm-hmm. That is the iconic shipwreck of the Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. And it happened in Lake Superior. And Lake Superior also holds on to her dead in a way that not all the Great Lakes do. Which is where people who die in Lake Superior don't come back. They stay at the bottom of the lake, and sometimes they're even preserved for hundreds of years because of the chemistry that's happening between the freshwater and human flesh. So it's kind of a, I think that definitely adds that spooky aspect to it that just makes Lake Superior special.
And I think all the shipwrecks that they continue to find on the Great Lakes, to me, it really extends that as well. It builds out the story.
Oh yeah. The shipwrecks are, you don't get that on other giant lake systems. There's not that many other giant lake systems. You know, you're not getting these types of shipwrecks on Lake Baikal in Russia. You're not getting them necessarily in the same way, not giant freighters, like huge ships are not traveling necessarily in the African Great Lakes. So it's a special thing that the North American Great Lakes are connected to the global world. Like the like you can take a ship all the way from China through to Duluth, Minnesota, and that's kind of crazy.
Why is Lake Baikal in Siberia another one of your spooky lake darlings?
Yeah, I feel like Lake Baikal, it's I do think she's spooky. She's wonderful. But I do think it's mostly that she's just cool. Like Baikal is so cool and weird and strange. And I think that makes that lake just unique in comparison to every other lake on Earth. There are plenty of ancient lakes in the world that have endemic species that are unique only to that lake. But Lake Baikal definitely stands out. It's the oldest, the deepest, and like I'm saying, the strangest lake on Earth.
Okay. And you say that you live on a spooky lake yourself in Sauk City. What makes your home lake spooky?
So I live on a lake that flooded over the course of 20 years. And so there was a road that crossed through two lakes. And over that period, it flooded. And the houses that were along that road are now just in the middle of the lake, submerged under the water. And so you can kayak out to them and you can like go peek in windows and look at, you know, drooping fans and see crock pots and kitchens. And it's like they left in a hurry, even though the flood took years and years to kind of really submerge those houses there. And they just didn't, for some reason, the people who owned them didn't sell them. And so currently they're just a destination for people who like strange places to visit with a kayak.
Are they inspiration for you and your paintings?
Oh yeah. Oh, they're in the book too. They're in Spooky Lakes, a little bit, not an exact replica, but I did paint a little submerged house in my book, kind of an ode to Fish Lake and the weird houses that are out here. So definitely recommend it. It's a fun place, especially in the morning when the light hits the water and you can see couches and chairs through the water in the houses. It's got its own spooky vibe.
We're talking with Geo Rutherford, the creator behind the Spooky Lake Month series on TikTok and Instagram, and author of the illustrated book Spooky Lakes, 25 Strange and Mysterious Lakes That Dot Our Planet. So the book Spooky Lakes, what went into translating your research for the videos into book format?
It actually felt very natural. I felt like when I was working on the videos, I was like, oh my gosh, like I would love to paint this. Like, this is so interesting. This is fascinating. It felt like a very natural transition into a book form, especially as an illustrator. Like I was chomping at the bit to like paint some of those locations. And so it was a perfect kind of complement to the videos for sure.
With the book, I'm wondering, you also came up with a coloring book, and what are you hoping younger kids can get out of this coloring book, and what went into that?
The coloring book was a funky idea that my publisher jumped on with me because I liked the idea of doing a coloring book. Now, the coloring book is not necessarily a traditional coloring book. It's still super packed full of information about these locations and these places. I got to add 10 extra lakes to it that were not in the original Spooky Lake book. So it was really fun to like
fun
add
for
the
you.
Don Juan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to add like the Salton Sea and the Don Juan Pond and like these strange extra Lake Texcoco, these lakes that I really think are still fascinating. They just didn't quite make the cut for Spooky Lakes. So I think that even though Spooky Lake's coloring book might not seem like it, it's still packed full of a lot of information for kids about science and history and the weird, weird things of the world.
And so between TikTok and Instagram, you have more than 2 million followers who are watching your videos and about haunted hydrology. What is it like making educational content on these platforms where, you know, we also get so much influence of AI?
Ooh, yeah. The AI thing is so, if anything was going, felt like it was creeping up on my job, it would be those AI videos, which are taking the same subjects that I'm doing and probably making them much faster than I do. Like it takes me about 8 hours to make every video that I post. And a lot of them I have to like pre-set up and plan prior to Spooky Lake Month. And in a lot of ways, AI can, sometimes it feels like they can do it better because there's all these stories and stuff that don't have any illustrations or images or, you know, it's a little depressing sometimes to be working really hard on making educational content and then to kind of have these videos that are produced artificially surpassing you. So yeah, well, hopefully people still appreciate the handmade educational videos. And I have a lot of peers that are doing similar content that I am, where it's educational and fun. And we're all working hard to try to make sure the internet is not just full of pranks and dance videos and AI.
So there are still some days left here in October. Can you tease some other video topics coming out this month?
This opens up me up for a confession where I don't actually have like a perfectly curated list for the rest of the month. That's like
what?
All laid out.
You're not looking at a calendar on your wall right now.
No, it's not labeled. No, it's like a blank calendar where all I do is fill in the ones that I actually did already. The rest of it is just a giant list that I kind of pick from somewhat randomly. Like I'm very much a mood poster where I wake up in the morning and I think, what do I feel like today? And then I kind of just grab something that's on the list that's fascinating to me. So we're going to be looking at a saturation diving disaster because I think saturation diving is crazy to me and amazing. And then because it's the 50th anniversary, I feel like it's appropriate to maybe also revisit the famous Edmund Fitzgerald shipwreck and that event, which is iconic to say the least.
It'll be hard for you, I think, to pick and choose what to use for that video, I would imagine.
Oh, there's so much interesting content about that.
Yeah.
We're not, and it's funny because a lot of people don't think we've ever visited the shipwreck, but we have. And so there's kind of this interesting vintage footage of like going down and getting the bell from the shipwreck and so that it could go in the museum in the Upper Peninsula, and just kind of fascinating.
Well, can I just say that your name, Geo, really fits well for your passions and your life journey?
I know. Isn't that ironic?
It's amazing. It's beautiful.
Yeah. My mother's a geologist. She's a PhD in geology with a bad sense of humor, or maybe a great sense of humor, actually. has a wonderful sense of humor because my full name is Georgina, but I've my entire life, you can go back to all those little scribbles from first grade, and I was always just writing Geo. So I've always gone by it, and I think it worked out well for how my career is currently going.
Oh, well, Geo, thank you for all of the videos and all of the hydrology. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That is Geo Rutherford, artist, educator, and popular TikTok creator based in Sauk City. She's behind Spooky Lake Month and author and illustrator of the book Spooky Lakes, 25 Strange and Mysterious Lakes That Dot Our Planet. Geo's new Spooky Lakes coloring book is out now, and she'll be at a book event at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend on November 1st.